Say nothing. Those little letters in there, that'll do it. That's how you do this. Now, again, if you call the person who got this and you say, hey, did you listen to the C yet? No, haven't had a chance. Okay, I need it back. When are you going to get a chance to listen to it? Okay, I need it back. Remember your intentions, because no, he didn't listen. Oh, he didn't listen. He didn't listen to it. What did I do wrong? Did I offend him? Why didn't he listen? He was going to make me rich. Why didn't he listen? My intention, again, is this is the greatest business money-making opportunity in the world, certainly one of the best, great opportunity. It's a great club. It's a great product. He certainly would benefit, but you know, this is not for everybody, and it may not be for him. And I don't care if he gets in or not. I really don't. If he does, great. If he doesn't get in, that's fine too. I care, but not that much, because I don't need any one particular person. I need people, yes, but not any one particular person. I don't need this guy. I don't need him. If he gets in, great. If he doesn't, that's great. It doesn't matter to me, because I am going to do it. That's it, period. With or without him, the train is moving. The dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on, and that's me, baby. So when you're talking to that guy, that's the intention. Did you listen to it? No. Okay. I need it back. When are you going to get a chance to listen to it? Well, I don't know. I'm really busy. Fine. Let me pick it up, and then later, if you have an interest in it, just let me know. Can I swing by now and pick it up?
Oh, I'm not home now. Where are you?
Well, can I pick it up tomorrow? Set up a time to pick it up. Be particular. Be specific. Take it away. The guy's going to go, well, what do you want it back for so fast? I need it back. No, well, I really do want to listen to it. I'm just busy. Where are you right now? Well, I'm driving in the car. Do you have it with you? Yeah. Well, why don't you put it in the CD player? Well, I'm listening to music on my iPod. I want it back. So that's the procedure here, to get them to the your wish. Did you listen to it? No. I need it back. When can you listen to it? Then you follow up again. Did you listen to it? No. I really need it back. When are you going to get a chance to listen to it? Call back. Did you have a chance to listen to it? Yes. Do you have any interest? Or what do you think? Did you listen to it? Yes. Great. What do you think? Great. Do you have any interest? Either one of those phrases are fine. Did you listen to it? Yes. Great. What do you think? Well, I don't know. Well, do you have an interest in listening to the Your Wish Is Your Command CD series? Do you have an interest in listening to the Your Wish Is Your Command CD series? No. Great. Well, let me pick up that CD. When's a good time for me to come by and pick it up? Because my intention is I don't care if he gets in or not. Yes, I do have an interest. Yes. Great. When would be a good time for me to drop it off? Are you busy right now? Drop it off. Or mail it to him if he's far away. And when you mail it to him, say, can you do me a favor? Can you mail back the Success Secret CD? You can always get that back if you need it. Now, if you have an inventory, you don't ask for it back. Leave it there, because you're going to have him use it in the future. Okay? That's the flow. That's how you go through the flow. If you get your intentions proper, that flow is going to work beautifully. There are a lot of statements that we're going to be writing down and doing some drills on. There's about a dozen. These are powerful statements. The statements that I'm going to teach you, that you're going to drill, that you're going to have basically at your mental fingertips, are going to be used throughout this entire workflow, because they're virtually the same statements, the same phrases, the same questions. There is just a few basic, simple, universal statements, phrases, and questions that work universally, that open people's minds and release pressure. And we're going to drill them tonight. Now, two things about tonight. Number one, at 7 o'clock we start. Be here and be on time, because we're going to set up a big ladder, and we're going to get a wide-angle group photo of everybody sitting here. And we have a special camera where when this photo is taken, none of you have to move. You just sit right there. But it's a special lens that'll get every single person in, and you will see your individual face perfectly. So it's going to be a huge photo that you can get later, and we'll use it in some of our publications, but every one of you will be able to see yourselves perfectly. And I'll tell you why that's an important photo for you to have. A few years from now, you'll be able to put that photo up and show people, this is me 4 years ago with not one person in my organization. And you'll be able to tell your story and talk about this event, how it changed your life. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to be passing out a packet tonight, which is going to really be the thing that is going to keep you on track so that you can achieve all of your dreams. It's going to be very, very powerful. So I'm looking forward to that for tonight. Have a wonderful dinner break. I will as well, and I'll see you back here at 7 o'clock.